Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for being here on this beautiful evening to hear some beautiful choral music. We're excited to sing for you. My name is Mark Ramsey, and when I'm not subbing and making music with these fabulous singers, I get to work with the students at Western University as the head of the choir program there. Late last summer, I got a call from Paul Grambo with a secret, quiet request that could I be on standby, if all went as planned, to step in for these last few weeks and conduct this performance tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here making music with these singers, which you'll hear tonight and you're familiar with as patrons of London Pro Musica. So thank you so much, Paul, for that invite, and congratulations on the birth of your son. And I'm glad it all worked out and you had some time to not worry about this, and we looked after it for you, which is great. On behalf of the choir, I've got a few folks we'd like to thank before we start to sing tonight. A thank you to our funders, the London Community Foundation, Paul Seed Fund, London Arts Council, the City of London, and the Good Foundation. And thank you to all the businesses that are supporting the choir with advertisements in that program you have in your hands. And we encourage you to take that program home and support those businesses that are supporting this fabulous choir organization. Thank you also to our house manager, Rebecca Morrison Wise, and her team of volunteers, the staff and volunteers here at St. James, and Jenny Nada for providing the floral arrangements. I always think it's exciting if you love the Brahms Requiem and you're here to hear it, and I think it's exciting if you've never heard it and you're about to hear it for the first time. A couple of things to give you a little bit of context on the piece. It's the largest piece Brahms ever wrote. So hats off, first of all, for singing and for learning all that. It was first premiered in 1867 with only 3 movements. You're going to hear the complete thing tonight with all 7. And that first performance didn't go very well. Brahms was in the audience, and he vowed that the next year he would conduct the performance, which he did. And the next year there were 6 movements, and he conducted it, and it was very well received. A year later, he wrote another movement, and it's a very special movement. It's now the 5th movement in the work, and it's the only movement that features the soprano soloist. And the text is all about the comfort of a mother, because in 1865, just 2 years before he started working on this, his mother passed away. And while he never admitted that was the inspiration for the Requiem, lots of folks suspect that that's where that came from, and that's perhaps where that beautiful 5th movement inspiration came from as well. It's unusual in that it doesn't use the traditional Latin Requiem text. So if you think about the Mozart Requiem, there's a set text that composers would use. Brahms didn't do that. He went back to his own scripture knowledge and selected specific verses and put them together in his own order. And the Requiem is really a Requiem for us, those who are left behind when our loved ones pass and through that process of grief. So you'll hear us singing lots of comforting gestures. You'll also hear a little bit of joy and a little bit of praise. You're going to hear a fantastic funeral march in the 2nd movement. And in the very last movement, we finally turn the tables and we give that same message of comfort and blessing to our loved ones who have left us. So if you're hearing the Brahms Requiem for the first time tonight, I hope you enjoy. And please do continue to support London Pro Musica. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jackson.